MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Engage, ask questions, share this podcast. And if you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Because this is the hottest show on the planet, and we bring you the hottest guests on the planet. Let me tell you something. Today, look, there are people, whenever you mention money, whenever you talk about money, they cringe. They want to hide. They have no relationship with money. They don't even look at their bank statements. In fact, they are afraid to look at their bank balance. Well, my guest says, let's talk about the connection between our self-worth and confidence and our relationship with money. What is your relationship with money like? Look, all these things, they all go together. My guest is going to take us through all that right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
The undeniable choice indeed for today is Karen Gray. She's on a mission to unlock the human potential through transformational coaching. She specializes in helping C-suite women unlock their earning potential by mastering their self-worth and mindset. Whether you are a man or a woman, you're welcome. Karen, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes and for availing yourself. Look, you are a bundle of inspiration.
Karen. Oh, Major, thank you. Oh my gosh, you bring so much energy to the mic. I love this. I love this. So happy to be here.
Thank you so much. We are so happy to have you. Look, why the connection between self-worth and confidence and our relationship with money? How does these three come together?
You wouldn't think about it, right? But it's so, so true. As a financial advisor, I saw it for 30 years, how we feel like if we can make more money, we'll be more valuable. Wow. But the truth is, the more value that we see in ourselves, mm-hmm. the more confidence that we have in ourselves, we see ourselves worthy of receiving, earning, and acquiring more wealth, more abundance, more money. So they are just so intricately linked. It's amazing. And women especially, this applies to more so than men.
Wow. So there's a link between our relationship with money, self-confidence,
yes.
And who would have thought? Because, you know, when now that you have said it, it will make sense, because there are some people who never stop. The pursuit for money is just right. Endless. They're always in quest for money. Even if they do get money, it
right.
never stops.
Right. And it's never enough. So you have people like, let's say people that win the lottery, right? They have money issues. They don't see themselves or haven't placed themselves in a position to manage and receive and own abundance. They don't have a wealth mindset. And so they get all this money and they spend it as fast as they get it.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not see themselves as worthy of receiving this, even though it was their greatest desire. There was something inside of them telling them they were not worthy of having that money. They end up blowing it, wasting it, giving it away. They don't manage it. And it's directly linked to their ability to own that space as a wealthy, abundant individual. It's crazy how it's all linked.
Wow. I know some people who blew it. They won millions. Mm-hmm. They're currently living in the streets. But they had millions. What happened to the money? Didn't you buy a car, house? Well,
right.
They blew up everything.
Yeah, so think about it. They don't value themselves. So why would they value things? When they get the thing doesn't fill the hole that they have in their heart, in their soul, in their spirit. So the thing that they acquire is never enough. It's never enough because internally they don't believe they're enough.
Sure. That's hard to swallow. That's hard to swallow. Now, who do you feel struggle a lot with self-worth issues between men and women? And why do you say that?
I would say hands down, it's women. Not that men don't have those struggles, but hands down, it's women all day long. And I believe it's because we put so much emphasis in society and marketing and everything on a woman's value in the wrong places. Right? Wow. It's our physical body. It's our shape, our looks, our beauty. That's where society places the value. So if ever that woman had, or as a young girl, had someone tell them that they weren't pretty, or they felt like they weren't pretty, somehow they created this language and this internal thought that I'm not enough. And if I'm not enough and I'm not pretty, and society says I have to be pretty to be valuable, or I have to be beautiful to be worth something to my husband, to a job, to a career, then automatically, instinctually, they are never going to measure up internally. Therefore, they're never going to rise to that occasion to step into a space where they're at risk of having that thought confirmed. Therefore, I'm never going to receive money. I'm never going to feel confident. I'm never going to be enough for anyone because I've been told as a little girl that I wasn't. And it could be a careless comment from an adult saying, oh my gosh, look at those freckles. You look like a little porcupine, right? So whatever happened, they have associated themselves as not enough. And it's so deep. And it goes so far back. But for women especially, those thoughts can be just absolutely paralyzing for our achievements as an adult. But it's a thought, which means we can think another thought. And so that can change.
It's a lifetime battle that one has to battle with. But how does one overcome it? I mean, you bring 30 years of experience in what you do on your very own journey. You're also a founder and a CEO of Gray Legacy Partners. Right. Is this overcomable? Because even the brightest minds out there who are role models, they're still struggling with the same. In fact, we don't know who they are behind the curtains. Even the likes of Beyonce. Well, Karen?
Absolutely. We can overcome it. As humans, our brains are so malleable. We can retrain those thoughts. Literally, our thoughts are a habit loop. So I just need to create a new habit. That starts with awareness. Just being aware of the thoughts that I'm having and what I'm making those thoughts mean about me. So if I, for example, I didn't even realize it was so subconscious. My husband said, Karen, you're always saying, I'm so mad about that. I used a different word, but I was ticked off. I was so peed off about something. And I would say it all the time and never even realized it. But what that created was a habit of feeling angry. I was just irritated and angry. And I was going through a really tough time at a former job back in one of my corporate days. And I was just really angry about that situation and it bled over to everything else. But that thought created a habit of feeling angry. So I was locked in that habit loop. Just bringing that awareness, I would catch it and go, I'm not. I'm blessed. I am highly favored. I have a job that I love. I began to change my language and began to look for other opportunities, stepped into those opportunities, but just that awareness helped me shift my energy, and that energy began to bleed over to my business that I was creating, my family. So I began to behave differently just by bringing awareness to that thought that I was saying with my words, because those words landed back in my ears and back in my heart and just perpetuated the attitude that I had. So a thought evokes feelings. Those feelings create emotions. Those emotions become our personality and our habits. And so by beginning to change that awareness and control our thoughts, so a man thinketh, he is, we can change our thoughts,
yes,
and change our life.
Death and life is in our tongue, in our mouth. Very, 100%. Very correct. Absolutely correct. Look, you say that our relationship with money has an impact on our paycheck. Really?
Yes. How? 100%. So think about it. If I don't feel like, let's say I've been taught somewhere along the way that only evil people have money. Rich people are evil.
Wow.
They're selfish. Yeah. They're evil. They only, you know, think about themselves. They don't care about the people who don't have money. Why would I ever want to have money? I don't want to be evil. I don't want to be that way. So my pursuit of wealth is out of alignment with my core values and my core belief that I'm good, that I want to do good. I want to accomplish good. So therefore, I'm never going to step into positions where I can be wealthy, because it's totally out of alignment with my core value. So my relationship with money is that money's evil. I've been taught that. Subconsciously, it's just ingrained in my DNA based on what I believe is true. But here's the key. There's what we think is true, and then there's the truth. Big T, truth. Little T, what I think is true, what I assume, what I've been taught. And so if we really look at what is the truth here? Money is a vehicle. That's it. It's a resource that we get to use. The more, it's an amplifier, if you will. If I'm a good person, money amplifies the ability I have to do good. And so if I'm a generous person and good, the more money I have, the more generosity I can have, the more good I can do in the world. So it's not that money is evil. It's the pursuit of money, the love of money, people who only think about the money and not the ability to use the money for good.
Yes.
So changing that relationship changes how we then pursue a job, how we receive money, how we can step into abundance, and how we believe we're worthy of that. Because if I want money and I don't think I'm a bad person, but only rich people are bad, you know, all rich people are bad, I'm never going to be able to step into that space. It's just a disconnect.
Wow. Money amplifies everything. Look, money amplifies our character.
Mm-hmm.
Money, money, money. Master your money.
Yes.
With Karen, right? Master your money mindset and get paid.
What's yes.
With Coach Karen, tell us about that quickly, please.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm so excited. I have a group program that's launching the end of March, 12-week program where we dive deep into all of those things. It's great to say it. And everybody's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But how do you do that? How do you master those thoughts? How do you change those thoughts, those patterns, those rules? That's yes. what we dive into. And I've got a free 1-hour session that they can listen to, learn a little bit, see if this is really for them and what they're really willing to dive into, because it's a commitment. You have to be vulnerable to change these thoughts. But on March 2nd, they can follow me, log in, it's a Zoom, or they can find it on my Facebook group, where we really dive into what are the keys to begin to change these habits, to become aware, and to begin to get paid and receive and keep what you're worth.
And that receiving part of it is very, very important. Many know how to give, but don't know how to receive. So we want to master our money mindset and get paid what we are worth, but also receive it.
Ooh. Receive it, keep it, and use it for the purpose that it that it's intended, right? So if I get all this money and I accumulate it and I do nothing with it, it's for nothing. It really has no value. Money is only valuable when we put it to work. How are you going to put it to work? You got to receive it and put it in, give it a job. Think of money rather than being a slave to money. I want money to be my servant. I want to put it to work for me, for those causes that I believe in, for the change that I want to make in the world. Money is my servant. I am no longer a servant to money. That's the lesson I learned that I can't wait to share with other women, because when you master that thought, money's my employee, money's going to do my work. Now I can step into that space powerfully, because now it's in alignment with who I am as a human, as a woman, and as a, you know, a bad boss babe out in the world, or whoever you want to be. That space, you can own it.
Yes, keep it and don't lose it. Money is my servant. Very, very important, because sometimes people are interested in taking up this journey, but they don't know what to do or what to say. So this masterclass, which is free, by the way, will help you with the right kind of words to use. And what can a woman do to thrive in a male-dominated industry?
I love this. I worked in financial services for almost 30 years and totally dominated by older white men. And so to step into that space, I had to fully transform how I saw my value in that room. We can easily dim our light in a very male dominated or a masculine environment. And so women need to understand that by stepping into that room or those jobs or those environments, we bring a balance. Find the place that you can own your masculine and feminine energy, own that space, own your value, know that there is a place for you in that room, and it's much needed in every conversation. So it's a mindset, it's a shift, and it's a presence that a woman can bring to any space. But male-dominated industries are challenging because they see women as being a lesser sex often, right? But we've bought into that. You have to step in and own, show up with the skills. First off, girls, if you're going to step into a job, own whatever those skills are. Be ready, be prepared, have the tools necessary in your tool bag, your purse, your Louis, whatever you're carrying, have all the tools that you need so that you show up equally prepared and then own that space. You own it by having the confidence to know you deserve to be there.
Wow. That's powerful. Look, we've come to the end of the show, but this conversation doesn't have to end. How can our listeners and viewers find out more about you, connect, and that upcoming masterclass, Karen?
Yeah, thank you, Major. The best place to find me is on Facebook or LinkedIn. Those are the two places I hang out the most, but I'm on most of the platforms. Just search for Coach Karen Gray, and it's Gray with the A. Karen Gray. So I'd love for you to find me, connect with me. My website, you can also connect there, coachkarengray.com.
Right, that website again is coachkarengray.com. I take it again, coachkarengray.com. All the links are in the description. If anything is missing, ask for it and it shall be given. Coach Karen, thanks a gazillion times. Thank once again. You. Your last words, please. Your last words.
I just want to encourage all of your listeners, men, women, doesn't matter, to begin to see yourself in whatever situation you are as a grateful human. I think every transformation begins with gratitude. When we can be grateful for the life we have now, even if it's just, I have air in my lungs, I have a place to live, even if it's not a great place, it's not what you want, be grateful what you have now so that you can be grateful and the person you want to be in the next space and the next space. Everything starts with gratitude.
Yes, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, master your money mindset and get paid what you're worth with Coach Karen Gray. That is a masterclass coming up very, very soon. Check it out on the website. The link is in the description. You want to take that right away. Karen, thanks a gazillion times once again. And to all our listeners and viewers, from us to you, well done.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you at MDN Talk Radio. The conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.